Right now it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth covers our area for the Waterbury Republican American, and we are lucky enough to have her join us on a Monday, taking a look at stories she's covered and stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Hey, Marshall. Most people not doing anything? Oh, I'm sure they're doing something today.
Well, not work-wise, though. Not work-wise, I
well,
can tell you.
Some of us are still working.
Yes, that's a very true thing.
Yes, so spent most of the weekend in your town.
I'll tell you what, on Saturday, I left my house at about 9:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were parked halfway up my road. And when I say my road, I'm talking about Washington Factory Street.
Wow.
And when I got down to the main street, I was just flabbergasted. And when I came home about 12:30, it was even worse. Mm. I don't know if you were there on that Saturday that time, but the amount of people that I saw was just huge.
No, I was there Friday and Sunday, but not Saturday, but I heard it was a
mob. Well, Friday was no slouch either, really.
Yeah, no. The weather cooperated, and so everybody just really wanted to get out. And they did a great job of getting back in after COVID. Lots of the things were back that were recognizable, and people were just, as I say, anxious to get out. I was at the quilt show in the church. I was at the tag sale behind. I was enjoying hot dogs with folks at the church, and met so many people I hadn't seen. That was the best part of it,
yeah.
Seeing everybody and just walking around the scarecrows. The whole atmosphere was great. And then came back yesterday to the Brewski Fest, and that was, the lines were there too. And,
they had a good crowd then.
They did. They had a great crowd, and Ken Barker was pleased. And that's a gorgeous event. I mean, you just with the backdrop of the ski jumps, and it was just, and people were very friendly, very nice. And I think what I like best about it is the controls they put on. You know, it's only 3 hours, small amounts of beer each time. They check IDs very carefully, and so, you know, it's done very well, and it's obviously a good cause.
Yeah, and a lot of work is done by, I guess, State Line Spirits. They're the ones that put it together.
Right.
They do all the work getting everybody there. There's Swanson does the work setting up the tents and everything.
And Sunday in the Country has
the food drive, yeah.
Which is great, makes money for it. And, they work very hard, and it's very well organized, as I say, I saw, again, people I hadn't seen in a long time. So
I was just blown away on Saturday. It was the busiest I had ever seen.
Yeah, I can't believe they were halfway up your road.
I won't say the busiest I've ever seen, but I'm telling you, obviously, when an event is postponed for 2 years, you wonder how it's going to come back.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They came back with a bang.
Yeah, and hats off to Jeanette Weber,
yep.
And the Salisbury Association, who helped organize it, and it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
What a small town in autumn should be. So, we had several board meetings this week. North Canaan is the selectman heard again from one of the town crew members. There's some concern that the Board of Finance is thinking about changing the health insurance coverage, and maybe making them pay for some of it, and there was a large discussion about that because they feel that North Canaan employees are paid less than everybody else in the area, and even the selectmen were upset to hear that was the thought, and so I have a feeling there will be a lot of conversation coming up during the budget season. This came up last year when they wanted to give them large raises, and they cut back because the finance board said no. So what gets me, Marshall, I guess, is the disparity between the towns and in some cases, and in this case it really stands out, how some towns really, you know, go all out for their employees, and some just for lack of resources can't. But the discussion is very interesting.
Yeah, it's, and what's great about our form of government is that the Board of Finance can recommend to the Board of Selectmen. The Board of Selectmen can either accept the recommendation or send it back and get another. The people who wind up voting on it are the town.
Right.
So if the town wants to make things more equitable for their highway department, they will. And that is the great thing about the form of government that we have.
Right. The townspeople speak. Town meeting and yep. So I just found that interesting. And also, in following Salisbury and Falls Village, the Canaan Board has approved a bear ordinance. So they, too, have had trouble with residents feeding bears. And so now they even made the fines steeper. So if you're caught feeding a bear, be careful. There's first offense is like $250. So it's a problem. You know, there are young kids around, and you shouldn't be attracting them.
You know, what's interesting about, they call it a bear ordinance. They should call it a people ordinance. If people didn't have the food to feed the bears, I had a ton of bears at my house. And I got, first thing I did was get rid of my garbage service. I store my garbage, and I got a sticker for the transfer station, and it goes twice a week. Second thing I did was park my cars, so it was harder for them to traverse the front of my house.
Mm.
And you know what? Now they don't traverse the front of my house. They go up the side pattern. They don't come close to my front door. And overall, they tamed it down. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point. It is a people ordinance. You're absolutely right.
And yes, there's an occasional bear that will get into a pen and kill something. Yes, mm-hmm. But you know, if you don't leave the food out, if businesses don't stack up food in the back, and
you take your bird feeders in,
yeah, you'll cut down on the incidents. We live in their territory.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's so true. Well, good to hear. Canaan is also going to have a public hearing and a town vote on cannabis, on whether to allow it to be sold, and that is on November 21st. And Tim Abbott, the chairman of the Planning and Zoning Commission, spoke to the selectmen, and they decided that that's what they will do. They really want to hear from the public on this before making any decision. So, looking ahead...
Well, the Sharon Board of Education is scheduled to meet tonight.
Oh, really? They had a special meeting.
So that's what I don't know about that. But I know there's a few other meetings, but not many meetings.
Not many. Sharon Selectman, I believe, is tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yep.
And there's a few things, but take a look at Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Once again.
It's impossible to cover everything. It is just... huge.
You got the fall board. You got a bird tour at Audubon. You got the run and wag that's going on.
Run and wag is a big thing in Cornwall, the dog for the little guild. Salisbury Association has its exhibit on Noble. There's a cemetery walk in Sharon. There's just, you name it. It's happening on Saturday. I can't even tell you everything else.
I noticed that, and I said to myself, gosh, we had a busy Saturday this last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll calm down now.
Yes, after this coming weekend when everybody's got something planned. And, of course, on Sunday we have the rally for Sharon Hospital. That's out across the
green,
street from
yeah.
you, at the on the Sharon Green. That is... in advance of the hearing on Tuesday. And the Save the Sharon Hospital group is urging, there are signs everywhere that people testify. They can find the Zoom link and can call in and or write your thoughts on what's happening at the hospital. And, of course, that all revolves around their... plan to close the labor and delivery department. So lots of Sharon Hospital stuff going on that day. And Cornwall Fire Department is holding an open house that day on Sunday from noon to 2 to celebrate its 90th anniversary. So, again, weekend is hugely busy.
Yeah, and you know, and like last weekend, we also had the Sharon Fire Department ambulance squad had their pancake breakfast again. But it's nice to see that after 2 years, some of these events which haven't been able to be held, they're successfully being held again. That's the nice thing about it is
we're
people
finally,
around here haven't forgotten how they can help the nonprofits.
Exactly. Yeah, and remind people, flu vaccine clinic. I went on Friday at the high school if you want your third booster or whatever shot you need. And it was really pretty quick, and they've got another two coming up Fridays, so check that out. If you, it's really convenient, no appointment needed, and again, you can visit with folks you know because you meet everybody there as well.
Yeah, it's and there's less and less of these clinics around, so mm-hmm. if you're looking for this, and by all means, it's available to you.
It's available and well worth it.
Yeah.
And
you got a big event coming up in Kent. Also, there's the green energy thing is happening this weekend.
Yes.
That is happening this weekend. Yes. Maria Horn's going to be there, and a whole bunch of other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, so. We do, and. There's a new librarian at D.M. Hunt, Megan Scher.
Yeah, that surprised me.
Yeah. So go out and meet her. She's been the assistant,
yep.
And people are happy to see her take the job.
All right. So a lot going on, even though it's not a lot. There's not been meant to be a lot going on right now.
And it's a little chilly. I was in. New York City on Saturday. That's why I wasn't at the Fall Festival. And just to let folks know, the service from the train station in Wasaic on down is bus.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of construction there, yes.
Yeah, yeah, from bus service from Wasaic to Southeast. And plan accordingly if you're going down.
All right, Ruth, great to hear from you.
Yes, always good to start my week, Marshall, and hope you're feeling well, and let's hopefully get out and see you at some
point. All right, and happy Indigenous People Day.
That's a mouthful.
Yes. All right, Ruth.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Right, Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning with the Republican American Report here on Robin Hood Radio. You can find her stories at rep-am.com and in the newspaper.